You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Let's go. Okay. Yes, that the gunshot noise you hear is not my normal co-host. Okay. You might hear a different accent in the gunshot sound. Welcome to the show, as always.
It's the Cooligans, buddy.
I am Christian Polanco, and I'm joined today with a special guest co-host. Because Alexis is out in Louisville.
He ducking my smoke. he's ducking me.
He said, he's like, I can't be in the same room with Elisha. His takes are too hot. His fashion is too fresh.
Come on now.
He said, I can't be seen. I'm gonna feel inferior. He said this to me, bro.
Oh, man. Okay. It's okay. At the end of the day, I love you, Alexis. Okay. Don't be scared.
Okay, look at that. He's even saying he has more humility than you. Bro,
You're a professional instigator, bro.
Wow, this is incredible. The beef is just going crazy. He's killing you with kindness, dog. The voice you hear is the homie, the man we've known for a long time, just killing it in the soccer content game. You've seen him on Instagram. You've seen him on Bleacher Report. You've seen him everywhere. You've seen him on MLS commercials during Apple TV games, bro.
Oh, that little thing.
My man is humble and successful. So absolutely honored to be joined by the homie Elisha Edward. Elisha, what's up, brother?
Yes, sir. What's going on?
What's going on,
Cooligans family?
Thank you so much for joining me, man.
Thank you for having me.
I was away. I think when I was on paternity leave. So when my son was born last year, you stepped in for me. You did this at New York Comedy Club with Alexis.
Yes.
I remember.
Yes. Every time I'm here, one of y'all leave.
I was ducking the smoke back then.
I'm feeling a pattern, okay.
We were like, oh, like we're both going to be in town. It's going to be work out. And then CBS was like, no, we're going to send Alexis to Kentucky. Okay. To rap alongside, what's his name? What's the rapper?
From Kentucky.
The Chelsea fan. Why am I forget? Jack Harlow.
My bad.
Yeah, no.
You said rapper. My bad.
Yeah, I almost said Colonel Sanders. Which is my mind went blank. I said, like, Kentucky.
Yo, no. Because Colonel Sanders got wings and bars.
Right? Oh, hold on.
Okay, y'all don't know about that. So he will. Alexis is the Louisville, the USL team. He's going
to
be out there.
Shout out to Louisville.
Doing some stuff this weekend. So, I'm also going to be in Nashville. For speaking of the South, I'm gonna be in Nashville for the Premier League Fan Fest, April 6th and 7th. So if you are in Nashville or you're going to the Fan Fest, you will see me there. I will be emceeing, so I'll be there on stage in between commercials, chatting.
They can't just see you. Like, they should visit you. You should drop what hotel you're gonna be in?
Hey, that's
the room number.
Okay, you can come to my room and meet my family.
Yes, just drop everything.
So feel free to do that.
Really get close to the people.
Okay, say hello if you're out there in Nashville. Elisha, thank you again. Thank you so much for joining me.
It's a pleasure.
What have you been up to recently? We'll catch up real quick. We have a lot to discuss. Obviously, Inter Miami in the Champions Cup. We'll talk. You are one of the biggest Barcelona fans I know, so I know you have a lot of thoughts on Messi's time here in Miami, and we have some U.S. Open Cup stuff, we'll give a little update on the Corbin Albert situation. But what have you been up to, bro? Because I know,
man,
there's a lot of moves.
Yeah, man. Just blessed. God is great. I've just been, working, and it's weird to even say like working, because mm-hmm. for me it feels like I always say I love what I do because I do what I love. Mm-hmm. So just being able to, you know, talk about soccer, make soccer content, like work with people who enjoy this game and love this game just as much as I do is like, it's a blessing. So yeah, just been, you know, putting my head down, started a new show called Evergreen. It's on YouTube right now. Go check it out on my YouTube channel, Gol, which has been super dope. And it's essentially like talking about current events in football, but also, you know, which I'm filming one of them right now, which is like when my remote segments, like every week I'll do like a part of the show, a segment where I'll either like do different challenges, go outside, vlog, just do different things. Like
you came into the studio vlogging.
Yes, sir.
So are we going to make it to Evergreen?
Yes, sir. Yes.
We made it, Christian. Let's go.
Let's go. All right.
So yeah, that was like my point of the show was like to, you know, be able to recap the week and the things that are interesting to me, but also go outside of the studio and like, you know, just do random stuff and mm-hmm. just have fun.
Love it.
So yeah, man, just the skits is popping. You know, everything's going
well. I love the, you know what, the ones you do of like trying to be romantic in football.
Love language. That's where that is from. Football love language.
It's adorable. Yeah. It's one of those things where it's just like, oh, okay, I love just connecting with people in this particular way. Essentially, the point of the sketch is kind of like, you know, speaking in terms of like trying to romanticizing a woman, but using football terms or names or players or whatever. But it just, she doesn't know what you're talking about.
No.
But it just sounds really
good. It sounds good.
No.
Yo, bro, imagine you're flirting with a girl, you're trying to riz her up and you go, Mario Balotelli. Like, that's just like, come on, bro.
Oh, my God.
That
I just have...
Cristiano Ronaldo. Like, that just sounds good.
Okay.
That sounds good.
You roll the R's hard enough, you'll be like, yo, maybe he's good at something else.
Yeah. Allegedly.
I get it.
Shout out to my homegirl, Blaze, too. She's been, like, she's super, like, she's just, she knows nothing about soccer.
Yeah.
But I just told her, like, yo, let's do this series, and she killed it. So,
you know what?
Yeah.
So as an actress, she can. Yeah. She's perfect for the role.
Yeah, she's just playing herself.
Like, oh, you're talking about?
Yeah. but it sounds good.
But I see what you're doing, and I'm gonna give you my number. So that's great. So shout out to Elijah for all the work you do. It's always like whenever we, you know, year over year, like we're like kind of in the same circles at different events. I just saw you in Miami for the MLS Adidas jersey launch and stuff like that. And it was like, I didn't know you were gonna be there. I was just like, yo, we out here in Miami. Look, it was just great to see you out there.
Yo, I love these moments because low key, like you go to these events and you never fully know. Again, you don't know who's gonna be there a lot of times.
Sure.
Like I usually don't ask brands like who's gonna be there. Just like, I'm gonna be there, I'm gonna have fun with it, make the most of it. And then I go in there and I scan the room a little bit and I see Christian. I'm like, there's somebody I know. Yes.
It feels good, you know, especially because you're in Miami and you're just like, damn, why are these people so goddamn attractive? I can't even talk to anybody without it being like mildly uncomfortable or them thinking I'm trying to like get them in a movie or something. Like, you just, everything feels like business or flirting. And I'm like, I'm not trying to do either. I'm just like, just trying to chill.
I have, you know, my philosophy is, or my thoughts on Miami. I think everyone in Miami is either trying to get to Pitbull, to DJ Khaled, or Rick Ross. So I feel like...
The trifecta. Yeah. I know
what you mean. It's either one of those three. So anybody you meet, in some way, they going to try to see if you have any connection to these three.
I get it. That's fair. All right. Well, we know. We just figured out Miami politics in like 30 seconds, bro.
For sure.
All right. So speaking of Miami, let's talk about Inter.
Good place
Miami.
To start. Great transition, guys. Nice job.
Oh, it's almost like we pros out here. Inter Miami are playing in the CONCACAF Champions Cup,
mm-hmm.
and you know, throughout this, their previous game or the previous two matches were against Nashville, and it's already starting to feel like, okay, yo, CONCACAF is trying to. We all get it. They're trying to give them a pathway to the final.
Of
yeah, everybody's
course,
like,
of
the
course.
Refs this and
marketing.
Blah, blah, blah. But this game, you know, the two games against Nashville, Messi did his thing, and they ended up winning. Suarez was spectacular. But this this game, the first leg against Monterrey. So now it's against a Liga MX opponent. Now it's feeling like, all right, it's a little bit. It's not going to be as easy to give Miami an easy path.
Yeah.
And it already does not look like that's the case. So Inter Miami lost 2-1. I'm trying to find the results here somewhere. I can't find it. They lost 2-1, and it was a game that I mean, Monterrey, they weren't that good. Miami like really could have won this game. Especially at home, Monterrey getting the two goals. The two goals is the worst part because of the away goal difference. So now they're up. Not only are they up two goals to one, but they scored two away goals. No, there was no Messi in this game, but we did have Suarez, Busquets, and Alba. And you sort of watching the game. I know you didn't get a chance to watch the game. Yeah. You saw some of the clips and stuff. But they held their own. There was just a lot of like, it was very CONCACAF-y, right? A lot of fouls.
CONCACAF-y. I mean,
how many yellow cards? This was something
total in the match.
Yeah, yeah, there were quite a bit. Let me see if I can find the. Yeah,
I can look it up. I'll look it up.
There was just every foul that was committed, especially in the second half.
Got a yellow.
Not even got a yellow.
There were eight yellow cards in the game.
And how many for Miami? Because I think it was seven.
Damn. Five for Miami, three for Monterrey.
Okay. So, but throughout the game, I was just like, every time there was a yellow card given, I'm like, does that guy have a yellow already? Like, I'm just concerned. Because there was a lot of fouls. And we're starting to see, you know, I'm sure you watched enough Inter Miami games this season. But we see the excitement. We saw the announcements when Messi, Busquets, and Alba arrived. And so it was all exciting. But now that they're here playing and we're seeing them pick up injuries, can they really, like, defend the way they need to? It's like, they're great players. These guys, but they're going up against 22-year-olds that are fast.
What did people expect? I don't think, like, the marketing is great. You got Messi, you got former Barca players. Like, these are, you know, treble winners. Like, the narrative is perfect. Also, like, Neymar having dinner with David Beckham the other day.
That was
like,
lovely. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, and he had to add, we're just having dinner. Like, we know you're trying to get him to Miami, bro. Like, it doesn't take a genius to understand that.
Exactly.
Everything around Inter Miami in that sense is cool. But the reality of it, and I feel like some people get lost in that sauce and the smoking mirrors of, like, all these legendary players are playing again together. But they're also not as young anymore. They're also, they haven't played together for some time. Like, it's going to take some time for them to gel, you know, together again. Jordi Alba, Sergio Busquets, Messi, Suarez. Like, it's a different time right now. So I feel like it's normal for them to have those learning curves again.
Yeah, I mean, I think for the most part in, you know, like the whole hubbub about U.S. Open Cup and teams not wanting to, you know, MLS teams not wanting to participate. And I think it's like 10 teams that are fielding their first teams and the rest are their second teams. And Miami is one of those teams that is not playing in U.S. Open Cup. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, they wanted to fix the issue of fixture congestion, probably so that Inter Miami does well in this particular tournament. And Messi's not available. Mm-hmm. And that Messi's been unavailable the last 3 weeks. And this is a thing where by this point in just the MLS season, I did not think Luis Suarez would have more minutes than Lionel Messi. Lionel Messi, based on the sort of the way he plays, you would think that he would be less susceptible to picking up injuries. Because he does get fouled, but not like he used to. Not like when he was like 22, 23 years old at Barcelona. So his body sort of, you know,
he's human.
He's human, right?
He's human. Like, that's the, you know, but the mystique of, like, Messi is an alien is starting to fade. He's human. Like, he gets hurt. He's like 76 years old. Like, he's.
But it shows how much they need him, right? Yes. Because even with the players that they do have, the way MLS works, and we know because of salary caps and all this stuff, you're gonna have a player like Messi who is making whatever $60 million in a year, and then Messi has to play games with guys that are making like $150,000 yes. a year. That's the reality. That is not that's not knocking anything in particular.
Yeah.
It's just that when you see you know the mistake from Diego Gomez, right? So which is like I'll show you here, Elijah, real quick. This is I had mentioned it to you before, but you see that ball right there.
Yeah.
We're looking at it. And Diego Gomez, he just damn. Lack of focus.
Yeah.
And boom, you make that one mistake and you give up.
What a goal still though.
The goal was crazy.
What a goal. Damn.
The goal is crazy.
Because you still gotta make that.
Without a doubt. But it's just such a I mean, look, it's an absurd mistake. And it's not to like, I saw the comments from the goalkeeper, Drake Callender. He was just like, hey, look, people are going to be focusing on two guys. David Ruiz, who's like a homegrown kid.
Yeah.
He's 20 years old. He picks up the two yellows and then the mistake from Diego Gomez, who's 21 years old.
Yeah.
And it's just like, the pressure is so high.
Yeah.
And this is kind of the issue or concern is that the quality of the roster is raised because you bring some of these players.
Yeah.
But there's still the quality at certain positions mm-hmm. is just so much different. So this is the thing. The rest of the Inter Miami team has to step up. But they're also decimated by injuries. They've had three, four guys. Out like two guys out for the season, Kremaski hurt, and they're in a. This is what Silver talks about MLS. You can't just replace guys.
Do you think? Because you spoke about like the salary caps and like a player like Messi making like 60 mil,
yeah,
versus you know playing against or with somebody who's like 150K. You think some players are intentionally like, you know what, Messi, you know what. After taxes,
I just spoke to my accountant.
I spoke to my cousin Pablo, who does my taxes, because I can't afford an accountant because I'm not making $60 million a year. So you know what? I'm gonna send you to the gulag because you're not about to be living it. You just had a legendary career. You just won a World Cup. Now you gonna come here and chill in Miami? No.
It's interesting.
I'm gonna break your
it's interesting. I think I've seen other, like as far as the other Inter Miami players,
yeah,
they have to be, you know, if you're playing on a team with Messi, you are now like just the way the Argentina players talk about Messi and during the last World Cup when they were just like, we have to do this for him. They're like, they don't know who the coach is.
Yeah.
They don't know like anybody. They're just like, oh, Messi wants me to
do
what?
We have to do this for him.
I'm doing it for him.
Yes.
Right? So that I think that he kind of instills some of that in Inter Miami. And I would point out like a player like Benjamin Kremaski, who is like a academy kid at Inter Miami.
Yeah.
And then Messi shows up and he's playing with him. He's like, yo, I can't even believe I'm playing with this guy.
Insane.
But then all of a sudden, I don't know if it's just because they're both Argentinian, Kremaski like knows how to play perfect passes and balls.
Yeah.
And he knows exactly where to be. He's like, I know where Messi's gonna pass it.
Yeah.
I play FIFA enough. Like I know how he works. And so there's something he does raise the level.
Yeah.
For the Inter Miami players. And then look,
absolutely.
And then for opponents have to be like, yo, I'm gonna do everything I can. I know, rather than thinking like, yo, I'm going to, you know, put a body on this dude.
Yeah.
I think it's a little bit like, yo, if I have a good game against Lionel Messi, that's on my resume forever.
Facts.
And it's like, yo, my next team, my next contract might be even better because I know what's the first highlight I'm sending.
True.
Facts. I don't know if you know, Jimmy Conrad. Jimmy mm-hmm. Conrad
yes.
has his roll the clip. You know the roll the clip of him doing a tackle? He tackles Messi.
I've never seen this
when he was playing for the U.S. men's national
team. Yeah.
Jimmy,
shout out Jimmy,
has the clip all the time. He's like, bro, look,
he got his favorites on his phone.
Yeah,
whenever he meets, like, he meets somebody,
like your kid's picture in your wallet. You just got like a video of like,
bro, Jimmy's wallpaper on his phone is that tackle. But he does it all the time. But yo, that's how could you not? That's you, of course.
Yo,
that's your business card. That's how you get every other opportunity.
So then, is the league kind of then shooting themselves in the foot by, you can't help but to over-promote Messi. It's Messi.
Exactly.
Like, wherever he goes, he's going to be the center of attention.
Mm-hmm.
But in some ways, is it like, should it have been maybe a high-profile player that Miami tried to acquire that isn't Messi so that the level of celebrity could be a little closer to all the already existing players. So things could kind of gradually improve at this, like at a reasonable pace. Because when you bring the arguably the greatest player of all time, everybody else is eclipsed, right? And you're also the reality.
Check out the solar eclipse on Monday. The because Lionel Messi gonna be up there. Yes. You're not gonna be able to see the sun.
He gonna see it. But again, if he's from another planet, maybe he's the one causing the eclipse. Since y'all think that Messi's not human, right? Messi got one bone that cracks. Everybody loses their mind.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's maybe I think that. The reality of it is he's also not here forever. He's got maybe, what, a year or two or something like that before, like, it's clipped.
This is his last contracted year.
So then what happens after? I feel like, is it smart to just say, just for these few years, we're going to raise the profile of the league, we're going to promote Messi, and then after that, if you don't have something that can match that, which is the only other player who can match that.
You don't.
The only other player who can match that. Is Cristiano Ronaldo.
Right.
Is Cristiano Ronaldo coming to MLS? No.
No, not happening.
It's not happening.
He's going to get stopped at the airport.
Then what happens to the league after that? So I feel like there has to be, because when you go to Inter-Miami games and Messi's injured and Messi's not playing, like me personally, I went to a Red Bull Miami game when they lost the other day, like 4-0. And it felt like, like, I didn't even pay for the tickets, but, like, I want my money back because Messi's not here. Like, I went for free, but, like, I want my money back. Give me a refund.
You pay me this is to come here and watch this.
Like, I'm here. I want to see Messi play.
Yeah.
You know? So even knowing that it might not be the healthiest thing for the league in the long run to just focus so much on one player, that you have a lot of fans now who might be neutrals who know the profile of Messi and are people who aren't interested in soccer who are into the league. Now when he's gone, it's just like,
we're out of here. We won't know what the results of Messi being here will be probably until the next, like, maybe until, like, after the World Cup or in, like, the next 4 or 5 years. If you have an opportunity to get Lionel Messi, you take it at all times. If I'm running, whether if I'm Don Garber or if I'm David Beckham, I'm running a team.
Of course.
I have the opportunity. I say, pay it now. Put it on my credit card. Figure out how to pay for it later.
What happens later? We just
because
just
they
figure
did,
it out.
Look,
okay.
What ended up, you know, the preseason tour, going to Saudi Arabia and going to Japan and all this stuff and traveling. And they went from South America to Asia and they went all over the world. And now this is what we get: Messi not available for a lot of matches. Mm-hmm. So that's the frustrating part because I know I want to see him play. But even still, like Inter Miami is still a really good team and probably should have done better against Monterrey. This was a I don't know. To me, it was a shocking loss because of the mistakes. It was just the if it wasn't for the red card. And it wasn't for the mistake from Diego Gomez. They either leave with a 1-0 victory or a 1-1 draw going back to Monterrey. And then Messi's playing in that game.
Yeah.
And that's like, also for the Liga MX fans. They're like, bro, we want to see Messi as well.
Yeah.
Please.
Everybody. The ref.
The ref. You know what? I just want to give credit. The ref in this game, I forgot his name. Walter Enrique López Ramos. All right, this is a CONCACAF guy. I've seen him.
Sounds like a CONCACAF guy.
There was a VAR check on the first goal from Monterrey in the 69th minute. Nice. It was a VAR check, and it was because the player, the ball, it was, I think it was from a corner or something, and the Monterrey player was in an offside position in front of the goalkeeper, kind of. The VAR said to go check it because it was it could have been impeding the vision of the goalkeeper to stop the shot. The shot comes in from like the 6-yard box.
Yeah.
It would have been almost impossible to stop even if he could see it.
Yeah.
But there was a player in front of him. So like basically, I'm looking at you, Elisha, here.
Technicalities.
This is you're offside, and then where the camera is right here, that's where the shot is coming from. So it's like you're offside.
Yeah.
But you're not blocking my view.
Yeah, it's still very close.
But VAR said, hey, I think this is offside. Go check it. And it felt a little bit like, like CONCACAF being like, nah, bro, you don't want to give them the goal. Yeah. Like, it's Inter Miami. Yeah, yeah. We don't want to knock them out now.
Yep.
And shout out to Walter Enriquez Lopez Ramos, because he went to the monitor, looked at it, and then went back and pointed it. He was like, it's still a goal.
Wow.
And how many times nowadays does a ref go look at the VAR and keep the call that he made?
Yeah.
It's incredibly rare. So it felt a little bit like, yo, no, I'm not going with any narrative. That was a goal and blah, blah, blah. So I don't know.
Shout out to the
ref,
man. We
gotta look into this VAR. What are they making this call for?
Yeah, shout out to the ref. Juanita Pablo, what's his name?
What? Walter Enrique Lopez Ramos.
Okay.
All right. Say that man's name proudly.
Mr. Ramos, shout out to you.
That was some drama in MLS. We got some drama continuing with the U.S. Women's National Team. We talked about it last week, but Corbin Albert is in some hot water with her teammates for some suspect social media activity, to say the least. But she's issued an apology. Not really sure how well it's gone down, specifically with the USWNT fans on social media, but what do you guys make of the apology from Corbin Albert?
Okay, so if you remember, remember we were talking about this with Corbin Albert, social media likes and reposts came to light, and they were not great. There was a lot of just anti-LGBT stuff, and just there was a video about
making fun of pronouns and stuff.
The pronoun one, which is like whatever, annoying and stupid. But then there was just like one that was even much more deliberate about the therapy or whatever to like
conversion therapy.
Like it was crazy. So people had, I think, a lot of right to be upset, and then. What ended up happening afterwards was Megan Rapinoe put out a statement. She put out an Instagram story, really just highlighting not being tolerant of intolerance. And I think the statement from Megan Rapinoe was a big deal, but the bigger deal was the other U.S. Women's National Team players co-signing it. They reposted Megan Rapinoe's statement. So I said this last week when I was here. I try to give people the benefit of the doubt. And again, Corbin Albert is a young lady. She is 20 years old. She did not get to choose the family that she came from. But there has to be some level of accountability, when you represent the U.S. Women's National Team, you represent the United States, and you play on a team that has a lot of players that are part of the LGBTQ+ community,
for sure.
And so that's it's just so it was I can only speak for myself. I personally appreciated that she did apologize that's at least a start, because we've had I don't know if you know Jaylene Hinkle was a former U.S. Women's National Team player that was like 10 toes, she just was like, I'm religious. Gay people are bad. And
Hinkle is a hilarious last name. I'm sorry. Just sidebar. I'm sorry. But go ahead.
So that was a player that a lot of the fans and a lot of U.S. Women's National Team her teammates just didn't appreciate that at all. So I don't know sort of where this is gonna end up. Corbin Albert is part of the roster for the She Believes Cup, and the reason I'm definitely bringing it up now is just to highlight the update from Captain Lindsey Horan on the U.S. Women's National Team and Alex Morgan as well. They did do a press conference, and they did put out a statement, and they did say this is the statement we're making, we're handling it internally, and we're not talking about it anymore.
Yeah.
So I'll just read the statements real quick. The statement from, I have a quick quote from Lindsey Horan. This is from Attacking Third. Lindsey wrote, we've worked extremely hard to uphold the integrity of this national team through all of the generations, and we are extremely, extremely sad that this standard was not upheld. And then Alex Morgan said, quote, We stand by maintaining a safe and respectful space, especially as allies and members of the LGBTQ plus community. This platform has given us an opportunity to highlight causes that matter to us, something that we never take for granted. The U.S. Women's National Team is a beacon for the LGBTQ community. I mean, it's impossible to, for it not to be. They've had iconic gay players that have played on the team that are activists that fight for rights and for marginalized people.
You should never hate anyone for the color of their skin or what they choose to do with their life in terms of their love life or their sexuality or whatever.
I do hope she learns a lesson from this, and the lesson shouldn't be like, oh, you got piled on and bullied. It's not that. It's really like, this is who you're working with. These are your heroes too, right? Like she wore number 15, which is Megan Rapinoe's number. You have her number, and this is what do you want to represent? Because there's no way that this can be it, that you want to represent and use your platform and status to represent these hateful values. It just it makes no sense to me. So yes, it is like kind of, I'm not frustrated. I'm like intense in my voice, but it's not directed at Corbin Albert. It is directed at our comment section of people that try to justify the consequences that she is receiving, but they just use bigotry to do that. And it's just like, I'm not dealing with that at all. So we'll see how the She Believes Cups goes, but best of luck to the U.S. Women's National Team.
So it was a little bit of a serious topic. We're going to take it into something a little bit more light. Christian's Everton is the worst team of all time. Christian roots for losers. What does that say about him? We're not going to go there.
Coming from a Chelsea fan,
That's fair. Okay. Honestly,
but we're basically on the same boat.
Yeah,
no, it's not the same boat, but your boat.
I'm like passing. I'm like pulling up to your boat.
Your boat is
blue.
Your boat is like. Basically, your boat is like my boat is rickety and damaged or whatever, but your boat is the same rickety boat, but it has a nice new shine. Like, you know what I mean? It was
white. It's chrome. It's chrome on the outside.
Okay.
There's a massive hole in the middle of it, but it's chrome on the outside.
Okay. You just can't tell from afar how rickety your boat is.
Exactly. Anyways, there was a funny video over the weekend from Christian's Everton of the announcer. We don't know exactly which country it is, but he's speaking Spanish for Dominic Calvert-Lewin's goal. It's a great clip.
So Dominic Calvert-Lewin scores his first goal in what it seems like a decade. Dominic Calvert-Lewin, who was, just a couple years ago, was supposed to, was challenging Harry Kane for the starting spot as striker for England.
Yeah.
And Dominic Calvert-Lewin, through injuries, through just simply, I don't know if it's just putting on an Everton shirt.
do that to you.
He has been awful, and I hate saying it because I'm a huge fan, but look, he just can't find the back of the net. Just a couple weeks ago, Everton had a penalty, and he took the penalty, and it was stopped, and it was like, we could have had this just a couple weeks ago, and this drought could have ended, but no. Everton, they draw 1-1 against Newcastle. Dominic Calvert-Lewin scores a penalty, and it was just Everton even scoring a goal. I'm just like, thank the heavens. It's not even about getting relegated at this point. I'm just like, I just want to have more points than the amount we're deducted.
Positive points at the end of the season.
I'm just doing math over here because it's not about the losses, because Everton have won enough to be in probably 12th place.
Is Everton in the
relegation zone? No, they're
fighting relegation.
They're one or two spots out. Nottingham Forest is just beneath them.
16th, huh?
16th. But, this is after losing 10 points, then getting it dropped to 6 points. Every single point is absolutely necessary. And Newcastle, they had a goal taken back from an offside. And I'm just like, thank thank the lines, those beautiful VAR lines on the ground. I need them more and more. But no, so this announcer, and I don't know who it is, but I'll just play. I can't show the goal because NBC will get this channel taken down. Premier League don't play, but we can play the audio. And the announcer, after the goal, I'll just play some of it here.
Va a pegar Calvert-Lewin, busca el empate el Everton, llega Calvert-Lewin, gol! Bella ciao, bella ciao, bella ciao, 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 Dominic y Calvert-Lewin, y es el gol del Everton. Fue Dominic, fue Dominic, fue Dominic, 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 Nick, Nick, cara Dominic y Calvert-Lewin. Y es el gol del Everton. Fue Dominic. Fue Dominic.
Well done.
Nah, I love it.
Shout out to that announcer. Don't know who you are, but you are a legend. Thank you for coming. Oh my God. Everybody was, all the Everton fans was like, yo, we got a new champ.
Yeah.
Dominic, 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 Nick, Nick. Let's go.
I love it. We need more of that.
Okay, bro, if we made a chant for every Everton goal this season, we'd had like four chants.
We need more chants.
It would be crazy. We need more goals so we can get more chants.
We need more announcers remixing songs like that after a goal. Imagine, right? Baby, welcome to the party. We take some drum music, Pop Smoke.
Okay, Pop Smoke.
Pop Smoke, you remix it.
In Spanish.
You know what I'm saying? Bienvenido a... I don't speak Spanish. I don't know. But remix some drill music into some football chants.
Dude, I would love it.
Come
okay.
on. All I'm right. just saying. All announcers, right. pay attention.
Announcers just crip walking in the studio.
You feel me? Come on now.
I'm trying to think of something.
It could be a new wave.
You know, I don't know. You think you a scorer? You ain't even. I don't know.
Ice Spice, bro. I'm not sure.
Ice Spice.
You trying to go Ice Spice?
You think they got Ice Spice and wherever that guy's from? He's never heard of Ice Spice before, for sure, bro.
Oh my God.
I don't know. We got to. You know, somebody who's good at this. Come
Ice
on.
Spice would be insane.
Give me some
football chance.
Drill football chance. We need him.
Oh my God.
So shout out to that guy. That was great. I love it. And I could use a few more goals from Dominic Calvert-Lewin. That would be lovely. Another thing I wanted to bring up real quick. Cool. This is a photo that we got during the CONCACAF Champions Cup. Aiden Morris, who was red carded, another MLS player, who was sent off. He got his first yellow. Was really dumb. It was a dumb foul, but it wasn't yellow card worthy. But he got a yellow for dissent, for arguing it.
Yeah.
And then, like 6 minutes later, he puts in a challenge that would like end somebody's life, and he's like wondering why he's getting the second yellow. He's like, you just gave me a yellow.
That's my type of player.
But I just almost killed a guy.
Short term memory.
And shout out to Aiden Morris, the homie. He came through. Yeah. Aiden Morris. Came through and he signed this ball, him and Darlington Nagbe.
Hey.
Aiden Morris on his deep voice that he hates when we point out how deep his voice is.
So Aiden Morris, all love. I hate that you're gonna miss the second leg against Tigres. There's nowhere I'm gonna get that back up there. but Aiden Morris coming through with the iconic, and we're seeing it here. You see it in the comments here. Matt Miazga doing the, like, yo, you too little to Diego Lainez.
He's too little.
And Aiden Morris is doing the same exact thing to Aquino. And but the hilarious thing here is that Aiden Morris is maybe half an inch taller than Aquino. There's no way. You can't see over Aquino's hair. So, bro, what are you doing this for?
His eyes are forehead level with him.
I mean, Aiden Morris was here. I stood next to Aiden Morris. He's not wild tall. We're like around the same height or something. And so this is just really funny. The one thing this image doesn't capture is that Diego Lainez plays for Tigres.
He had PTSD, bro.
And Diego Lainez, just after this moment where Aiden Morris is doing this, Diego Linus runs over to Aiden Morris and basically recreates the moment that he had with Matt Miazga.
Oh my God.
Just so funny. And this has to be wild intentional. Like, there's no way.
Probably.
I mean, Matt Miazga probably called Aiden Morris and be like, yo, do the thing. Okay. To me, this was also kind of silly because Aiden Morris, you see the player on the ground, in pain. Aiden Morris has already been sent off.
Yeah.
And he's doing this. It's just like, all right, bro. I mean, this is not going to help you stay on the pitch. So it was just we were talking about CONCACAF, but this captures that perfectly.
It's too little. So what's like? What would be the signage? What would be the motion for somebody who's not so much smaller than you, but you still want to, like, big bro them? Like, is it kind of like, instead of going like this, you just go,
hello?
Like, I don't know. Like, it's not adding up. You got to have something.
We're kind of there.
You know what?
Yeah. I mean,
I think maybe that could be the motion.
Look, this is disrespectful. I mean, let's not be crazy. I mean, you don't do this to someone you respect. Right? It's I wonder how much of a trend this is going to be. Because also, there has to be a thing where these guys, they may do this, but there are players on your team that are shorter than the guy you're making fun of.
So, you know, that's hilarious. Because now homie and your team got to look at you like, what's that? What's wrong with that?
You just called me a short king the other day. And now you're doing this?
And then you got to explain yourself like, no, like, you don't understand. Yo, like, what I meant.
It's not about short people, it's about him.
It's about, you know what? His mindset is small. Like, you got the mind. The brain of a giant. It's not the same thing.
He's not on his, like, hustle and grind flow like you are. So that's really what I'm talking
Lorenzo
about.
Lorenzo Insignia is like, what do you mean by that, bro?
Yeah. He could spin it. Like, no, I wasn't saying he's short. I was just, sun was in my eyes. I was trying to see him better. It was more like
you got
to
think about these things because you know how like this is a thing on TikTok a lot where this happens a lot where women might make fun of a man maybe the dude is like an idiot or whatever, like just being misogynistic or dumb, but she's like, shut your bald ass up, and then other bald people are like, yo, I'm nice and bald, but why you gotta talk about
why you bringing bald
for no reason? Whoa,
I'm a good dude who happens to be bald. He's not bad because he's
now,
bald.
What's horrible is her husband might be bald. It's like,
I'm trying to be quite loud on the internet about bald men.
You bald, bowling ball, shiny headed. Like,
I mean, just can we find something else to pick on them for? There has to be something else. So shout out to Aiden Morris.
Smooth follicles. What's wrong with you?
Columbus Crew had a great game, though, in this. I think they won 2-1, if I'm not mistaken. I don't remember the result. But I think if they can hold on in Mexico, Columbus.
1-1, 1-1 draw.
Oh, 1-1 draw, okay. But, they have to, the goal, the away goal differential. But if Aiden Morris doesn't get this red, I think Columbus wins this game. They were spectacular, so we'll see how they do out in Mexico.
So just to wrap up quickly here, doing another parlay with DraftKings. Of course, our good friends over at DraftKings, we love them. You may notice we're going to do some more parlays over the next few weeks. Definitely make sure to check out the DraftKings app because they will be pre-made in there for you, so you can just go find the parlays, select it. All the legs will populate for you automatically. Don't need to do it yourself. We got one here today. We got three people on the show. Obviously, me, Christian, Elijah, each going to pick a leg. You want to start, Christian, with your leg of this parlay?
Yes, this weekend, Everton will be facing Burnley Football Club at home. And, after the Bella Chow chant for Dominic Calvert-Lewin, I am optimistic. We need a win so badly.
Yes, you do.
Because...
No, you do.
These Premier League lawyers are after us, okay? So we need to do everything we can. But I do think Everton will get a win here.
Okay.
Burnley. Okay. Enough with
was snicker. That an accident, Elijah?
Okay. You got allergies? You good?
No, I'm just there's something in the air. It's just...
Everton will win. They have to win. It is Burnley. Burnley are not doing that great either. They have a lot of defensive issues. But Everton at home are pretty good and pretty good defensively. So I don't imagine Burnley causing too many problems. So that is going to be...
You don't even believe that, do you? But go on.
Okay. Okay. I pray to my one God and Savior every day that Everton... That's the only thing I pray for. I do not pray for world peace. I do not look for anything.
Don't pray for his family.
Not his family. Not,
I am selfish in one way only.
So where are those prayers going? I feel like they're going to voicemail.
I don't know what's going on. Yes, this is why you gotta have faith. Okay, in the Everton gods. All right.
Everton money line, first leg of the parlay. Elijah, what do you got? What do you got for us?
I'm saying under 3.5 goals for Manchester United versus Liverpool.
Okay,
and I do think that Liverpool is going to win that game, though, because they have to.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have to keep up.
Yeah, United are not the team to beat Liverpool right now. It's going to be at Old Trafford, though, so that's going to be difficult. But if they win, which I think they will, that solidifies it that, like, yeah, they're most likely gonna finish the season with just straight wins and win the Premier League.
Right, and then Manchester United also have a couple defenders injured. Yes. So I mean, Liverpool should win this game, and under 3.5 goals feels pretty good.
Yeah, I feel like especially since it's at Old Trafford, it'll just be a little bit harder.
I could easily see a 3-0 Liverpool win.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. All right, and then lastly, the third leg of the parlay, my leg. I'm gonna take Bayer Leverkusen. We're going out of the Premier League, going to Germany. But Bayer Leverkusen -200 money line versus Union Berlin. They haven't lost yet this year. This feels like a pretty safe bet, to be honest.
Bayern never losing.
I've been to Union Berlin. I went there like 2-3 years ago. Great atmosphere. But Bayer Leverkusen is on just another level. And Xabi Alonso announced that he's not leaving.
He's not leaving.
So yes, our parlay will be in the DraftKings app.
So
go
yes.
there right now.
+373 total odds for the parlay as it currently stands. It might change a little bit before kickoff, but yeah, definitely good value for three solid bets. Make sure you check it out in the DraftKings.
I'm gonna take that spread. I'm gonna bet $2, and I think that's gonna give me like 50 million. I don't know. My math might be a little bit off.
just a tad. But you know what? Elisha doesn't work in soccer because he's good at math. That's not why he's here.
Yeah, no, facts. You damn right. Wait. I'm over here.
All right. Thank you again, everyone, for tuning in. Shout out to Elisha Edward for coming through again. The Haitian sensation. You love to see Dominicans and Haitians out here, you know, the homies. Okay,
yes, sir.
We show love, we show support all day. Elisha, make sure let people know where to follow you, where they check out your work again.
Socials everywhere. Elisha Edward, Instagram, TikTok, go subscribe to the channel on YouTube, watch Evergreen, put a lot of time and work into it.
You interviewed Pep?
Yeah, for BR Football.
Whoa!
Yeah, Pep Guardiola, man.
I would. Correct.
Oh, you did.
Which
like
Man City player for Uno during Ball, that season made the most appearances in the league?
Ederson is the keeper.
He was mad cool.
So I'm pretty sure who's the player with more appearances.
The answer is Kevin De Bruyne. He had 37. Ederson came at number 2 with 36.
Yeah. No way.
Wow. Well, no, that's dope, man. How was Pep?
He was mad cool. Okay. I thought it was gonna be. I'm usually like not really nervous for interviews and stuff, and I wasn't nervous for this one, but I was a little like I had some reserve into like, not that I've seen him be, you know, a jerk or anything before, but I was just like, I don't know how he's going.
Yeah, I mean, we saw him yelling at Jack Grealish.
We
know what he's capable of.
Yeah, but it's also like in the space of being with players or whatever. And plus I always know when people think like, oh, Americans or whatever, even though I'm Haitian, but obviously like I'm in America, so to the rest of the world I'm American, you never know how they're gonna react to you. So I still always show up with a smile and just see how people interact, and Yeah, he was super, super cool.
Yeah. It looks great dope. Guy. The only Premier League manager I've interviewed was Thomas Frank of Brentford.
Okay.
And I was also a little bit nervous, but I was nervous because I had to ask him about the Ivan Toney betting stuff. I'm just like, why do I gotta do this? But it's like, it would have been weird if I didn't ask.
Oh man!
So I had my serious ass conversation, not a little Man City trivia. I would love to do that.
He was like, yeah, check out DraftKings app. It's really
good. Like, damn, bro. But no, this is dope. No, Elisha, I say this all the time, but one of the hardest working dudes in the business. The man is everywhere. Really does the work. We even did a video at DC United for MLS All Star. For Bleacher Report, that was really, really dope as well. Always awesome to work with. Go check out amazing work. Fun, funny, great dude, great personality. You love to see it.
Appreciate you, man. Likewise. Thank you for having me. This was dope.
Anytime, bro. And Alexis is still terrified of you. One day he'll come back.
Alexis. Stop ducking me.
But we'll be back next week. Make sure you subscribe to the Cooligans podcast at Soccer Cooligans everywhere. Subscribe to this YouTube channel. Shout out to everybody watching on DraftKings Network as well. Y'all the absolute best. Alexis and I will both be back next week. And I will let you know how the Fan Fest goes.
Yes, check out Christian in Nashville.
In Nashville.
Please.
Yeah, I'm wearing my Nashville SC kit to show some love. So I will see you there. Say hello if you see me. Not too close, man. I appreciate, whenever fans come and say hello. All right, we will see you next week. Peace, everybody.
It's the Cooligans, buddy.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.